Hey guys, welcome back to She Believes Podcast by your host, Morgan. I'm so happy to be back. Happy Easter to everyone. He has risen. I hope everyone has a great time with their family and friends today on this Easter Sunday. I want to open off our podcast today with, if you could rate your week on a scale 1 through 10, what would you rate it? I would rate mine a 7-8. I was able to come back home for spring break and spend time with my family, which I really did truly need and enjoy, and kind of reset my mind to finish this last 4 weeks off strong with my first year of college. So today, episode 2, let's get it started. All right. So we are going to talk about sacred intimacy or intimacy. Now, I feel like we as people, we strive to grow our relationship with God. I know I do, and it can be very hard with the worldly pleasures all around us. In the beginning, I used to post about it. I used to show it off, not knowing like there's a difference between having just intimacy with God and having sacred intimacy with God. Now, before we kind of dive more into those two points, I do want to say that I got most of my information from She Reads Truth Bible. This Bible is probably my first Bible I got in for myself to really start my growth in God. And I recommend this to a lot of people because, of course, it has the, you know, the normal verses and chapters, but then towards the end of each chapter, it does break it down and kind of give you an example in this generation and how it can relate to us and what we go through on a daily basis. Now, let's talk about intimacy and sacred intimacy. So having intimacy with God, I would say, is posting about it, praying so people know that you're praying to kind of get the gratification from others. This is something that I did struggle with in the beginning. I would say I was kind of on just the fine line between them two. You know, I would have my sacred intimacy moments, but I would also have my just basic intimacy with God. And I could kind of see where I was going and what I wanted to change. Now, let's say you're having intimacy with a person. We're going to talk about this on a worldly level. I feel like us as a society, especially young adults and teens, most of what I've seen on TikTok or social media in general, the type of intimacy that I've seen a lot is more just a sexual intimacy, more of a no feelings, no strings attached, just get in, get out, you know, no one gets hurt. And I can see from those people's perspectives and that perspective, but that type of intimacy won't last long. Now, having sacred intimacy with God would be closing out the world, having that one-on-one conversation with God, having that sacred intimacy. Being able to deepen that relationship with God really helps you grow as a person in the Word of God, because you're really getting to know Him on a one-on-one level that can't be described. It's an undescribable feeling. Even when having sacred intimacy with a person, it's the same feeling, closing out the world from other people. So people won't know what y'all going through, but y'all know. Y'all have that deep connection with each other that no one can top. And most relationships like that come from God. God is giving you that relationship. You're not going finding it. God is giving it to you. Now, I struggled in the beginning. I sure did. I struggled to understand the type of intimacy I wanted to have with God. Now, I'm going to relate to verse Matthew 6:1. So if you want to go ahead and open up your Bible to Matthew 6:1, you can. Be careful not to participate in your righteousness in front of others, to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward with your Father in heaven. Now, after reading this verse, I would say we as people, we like people to see us striving. We like people to see that we are living great. But we have to be careful and understand that what we are doing when we do that is trying to be seen by others, is trying to get that gratification from others. And that is something that we have to work on, because yes, it's great to have affirmation from others, but having affirmation from God, having God see us when we are alone doing what we should be doing, that's the best type of gratification you can get, in my opinion. Let's dive into Matthew 6, verses 6. But when you pray, go into your private room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. That verse, I feel like, speaks loud into what we're talking about. Go to your room. And it doesn't have to be a room. You could be sharing a dorm, just college life. You could be sharing a dorm with someone else. Go into the bathroom when you're taking a shower, when you're having your me time, go to your car, wherever. Go to a quiet place. Open up the Bible. Open up the Word of God and have that one-on-one time with Him. Because that feeling is an indescribable feeling that you get. When I tell you, it feels so much different to pray to God in secret, to have that one-on-one time, it's a different type of feeling. It's a sacred intimacy feeling. Now, I want to end off this podcast. It is a very short podcast today. Just want y'all to enjoy your time with your family and really soak in what God has done for us. I want to end with this question. How are you pursuing intimacy as the bride of Christ? Are you intentionally closing the doors, scheduling dates, and setting aside time in a relationship to deepen? Or are you publicly kissing Him, then living with a stranger at home? Thank you for listening to She Believes Podcast by your host, Morgan Jones.